it's good to be here tonight. It's good to be back in God's house. We just had a good service at cemetery this morning. Pray for that service and those there. You know, it's you kind of miss though when you don't get to come. We're here tonight and we're here to worship the Lord and give praise to Him and honor Him. It's good to be standing here. I thought this morning, sitting reading at home, and I said, I believe this is the first time in about 6 months that I've got to keep an appointment as per schedule, not having to swap with somebody or cancel, Brother Jerry. So it feels good. I thank the Lord for my health and for giving me strength to do what He called me to do. I'm going to try to be preaching tonight. I'm going to be turning to St. John, chapter 6. The message tonight, the wording, if you want to put a title to it, is Bread of Life. God provides our bread, our living water, His Word, and it's the breaking of the bread. We'll read here a few scriptures. You may shut my book. I don't know if I'll give it to Jerry or not, but lay it aside. And carry on. Chapter 6 of St. John, starting in verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Drop down to verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me have everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Church, when this comes to me this week, brought to my attention the bread of life. Actually, I was opening a loaf of bread at home. You know, there's ingredients in that bread when they bake it at the factories. Now, we have to put ingredients in there to make it rise and to make it before we can eat it. Let me tell you right now, tonight, the ingredients in our eternal life and spirit is right here in this Word. It's right here. We don't need to go buy it. We don't need to go type it on the computer and Google it, as Brother Jerry says, to Google our questions. We need to get in the Word. The ingredients is here. He tells us how to apply it. You don't need no oven to bake it, because if you're going to bake it, and not if you're going to not accept it, then you're going to bake in hell for its own bar. If you're going to accept when Jesus calls you to have everlasting life and to be saved and repent of your sins, apply these ingredients, Brother Jerry, and you'll have it. You know, I got to study about that. We got recipes with all kinds of ingredients. But those ingredients, if you take something out to change it, or if you add something to it, it's different than what the original recipe, Brother Jerry, right? The Word of God and the bread right here in His Word, it says, take not out and add nothing to. Church, that's what's wrong with us today. And I'll be the first to admit, in the past, that's what's wrong. I even took something out and took it out of context to what it suited me, or to want it to please somebody the way I was worded. It's not right, church. It's not right, Jerry.
Amen.
We need to read it. We need to apply it and use it just like the Word's written.
Yeah.
And I'm the old-fashioned King James Version, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
That's the only one I want to apply for. I don't want to read nothing else something man wrote. You know, I was looking at some stuff the other day on writing and reading. Facts and folklore and fiction. Let me tell you, the only facts I want is right here. It's these ingredients. It's God's Word, the bread of life, right here. What He gives us when He saves you. I don't need none of that garbage, Jerry. You know, And people says, I was talking to a guy, and we kind of got off on the message this week. I guess I think it was Friday evening or something, maybe before the lightning hit, and I was telling myself, I got to get off here. The Lord's speaking to me, tell me off his phone, it's lightning. But we got off, and he said, well, you know, you read other books. I said, yeah, I'll read some other books. But you know, those books that I read are not what I stand for, and they're not ill books. They may be history and genealogy, but the Lord showed me in the past, and I preached in the past, that history is focused on God. It's His story. Uh-huh. We need to tell that, Brother Eric. Mm-hmm. We need to tell His story. We don't need to tell man's version of what's written of man that he can change the word. We need to tell it like it is.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that and bread of life, where it says down there, I am the bread of life,
uh-huh.
hath everlasting life.
Yeah.
When you accept the Lord, when you repent, when you accept that, when you store up the word in your heart, you can be like Brother Jerry. You can shut the book, lay it there. You got it in here, Jerry.
Amen.
They can come and take that book away from me.
Amen.
In these United States, these laws they're passing today. But let me tell you, they ain't going to take it out of my heart.
Amen.
Those ingredients that put my heart of God's word, Brother John, are going to stay there.
Amen.
And if I've got it and can share it and live it every day, that ain't going to be taken away.
Right.
When I leave this world, yeah, but it's going to still be there because I'm going to be in everlasting heaven. I'm going to be walking the streets of gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a grand dish with all the other saints and stuff going on. You know?
Amen.
I'm telling you, church, we've got to get to where when we bread of life and break the word and hear the word preached by the ones that's been called to preach it, and then they're preaching it straight from the written word and nothing added or taken away or sugar-coated or putting sugar on it or icing on the cake. Saw a sign the other day that said a cake is meant for special cake. Let me tell you, this cake is meant for daily occasions.
Amen.
That word right there is the bread. It's for daily reading, daily absorbing.
Yeah.
I don't care if you have to listen to it on cassette tapes. If somebody's reading the straight word, it's the King James Version. Listen to it. Apply it.
Right,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
There's not nothing wrong with listening to the tapes. If it's somebody that's been called to read and going right with the word.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's been added to or taken away or my version of it, throw that garbage in the trash and get the real version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't need it in your life. You don't need to have it, church. We're getting too much away from satisfying this one and satisfying that one. We need to be satisfying God. We need to be satisfying and going with the word that's in there.
Amen.
So that we know when we're called out of here, we don't have to worry about where we're going.
Yeah.
We need to stay packed up and prayed up. We need to pray for the lost family members. We need to pray for the Christians that you see doing wrong, that are living to be Christians, but aren't doing what the Word. They're not backing up. And they can't their qualification, their ingredients hasn't got God in them. Their ingredients is not, Brother John, not what's in the Word.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we can't get away from it. We've got to stay in it. We've got too many things are going to the left and the right. But I'm going to tell you something, church, right now. In the bread of life, in the words, God allows you to make U-turns. He allows you to come back and repent. He allows forgiveness when you've done wrong to come back to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for that. Because that's a lesson. But when you get it in here, keep it going. You know, that's what we've got to do. When you fail, you know, say, Lord, I made a mistake. But let me tell you, another thing. When the Lord lays something on your heart, the Holy Spirit, do it.
Yeah, amen.
Do what the Spirit. Don't do what I want to do, or don't do what Jerry wants to do, or Eric. If the Holy Spirit's directed you to tell you to do it, you better do it, though. But if it's just something that you saw, or something, well, I feel like doing this, or I feel like dancing, or whatever, you better make sure God sent the Holy Spirit wants you to dance.
That's right.
Because if He didn't, you'll be brought down.
That's right.
You'll be showed different. That's just like we got back to baking. You bake the cake and leave out some of the ingredients, it'll fail on you, it'll fall, it'll crumble. Had a friend several years ago that ordered a text here somewhere, I don't know, in town or wherever, but anyway, she ordered it. Paid a pretty good price to bring to a fundraiser. And it fell in. Well, the cake place went ahead and put the icing on it and coconut, whatever. And it was called some kind of cake. I don't remember the name of it exactly. Earthquake cake. It's an earthquake cake, all right. When you put it into it, it had big holes in it. It was a duck cake or whatever, you know. It sure enough was an earthquake cake, she said. She was almost ashamed to bring it, but she done bought it and paid for it, she brought it. And that was good she brought it. You know, she'd ordered it. But that's like us. When we fall, we can get down on our knees and we fail God and ask forgiveness, you know, and the sinners can repent and they can count that bread of life, Brother John. They can count that everlasting. They can count that living water flowing. They hunger no more. You know what I read there in that one verse said, hunger, living water? He'll not leave you hungerless. You know, about a month ago, I was reading or saw it where a woman had stayed in her car for 4 days without water or food. Now, church, what kind of witness is that to the lost world and to the Christians too? Nobody can save that one, but God had a reason to keep that woman alive. And what did she say the first time she saw the rescuer? I believe she told him, said, well, I thank my God for saving me, for saving me and then sending somebody to rescue me because I prayed every day while I had breath. Now, church, that's what we need to do. Church. And as long as she had it in here, she didn't have no Bible to read with her down in that ravine in that car upside down. But she had it right here, Brother Jerry. She didn't need the word because she had it in her home. I don't know what ends have got out of the message tonight. But whatever God gave you to get out of it, it was meant to be. Whatever the Spirit directions you use and apply tonight, that's what you need to do. Not what I said. You know, not because I said it or what I said. What come out of my mouth was spiritually directed, Brother Craig. God laid it on my heart to say something. You know, what I say out, I can't take back in. You know, when you open your mouth and bring out words, if it's a mistake or if it's something you shouldn't have said and you said, oh, I should have said that, all you can do is say, God, forgive me for saying it and go on because you done put it out of your mouth and you can't take it back in, chew it up, and spit it out again. Spirit of Brady can bring a song. Come on, if you've got a need tonight, I pray that everybody in here is saved. Lord, thank God. But if you're not, you want to be saved, or if you've got something that you need the Lord for you and the Lord to work out, that's between you and the Lord. That ain't between me and Jerry, John, Eric, whoever. That's between you and the Lord. If you've got any kind of need or something to work out, come to the altar and work it out with Him. There'll be plenty of praise. There'll be plenty to break that bread. And the Lord will give it to you. Make it